No new injuries to report. All in all, that was pretty good. It's probably good to get used to those types of conditions. Maybe not ideal, but we got out of it healthy, and that's the key thing.
How crazy was that out there for him? I mean, the planning and everything he wanted to go through and then finally get out there, how crazy was it for you?
Well, I think, you know, the important part was to get those three segments of 12-play scrimmaging. And, you know, that was important for us to get it. You know, once the lightning cleared the area and, you know, we were had a concern for both the fans and our football team. And fortunately, we were able to get that part and that phase in. And, you know, it was a good way to get our first taste of contact for the 2013 season.
Did you get what you wanted to get done?
Yeah.
It was short, but did you get what you wanted to get done?
Yeah, I think all in all, it was good. Not that we got a chance to, you know, see what it was like in sloppy conditions.
Coach, what are you going to be looking for in your first preseason game?
Again, it's our, like typical, our ones don't go a whole lot, but, you know, get to evaluate players and try to, you know, let guys have a legitimate shot at earning one of those chairs in that 53-man team room.
So did you see your quarterback slip and slide in the end zone before?
Yeah, we talked about it. You know, I wasn't sure we were even going to be able to come out. Once the lightning got out of the area, we made a decision to go out and give the fans something to cheer about, and I think it was a fun opportunity for everybody.
Well, this time last year we were concerned if he could take a hit. Now
he's come a long way since his slide in Carolina. Yeah, I'll say that. Yeah, yeah.
How close were you to not going in because you're concerned about footing?
No, the footing wasn't a real problem. I mean, our field is one of the best fields in the league. It handles water and drainage excellent. They turned on the air vents and got it sucked the water off, and you know the field was fine. It was, you know, a lot of times it's the balls, and you know sometimes you try to simulate those conditions with buckets of water and getting wet footballs, and this was a great opportunity for us to, you know, get our first taste of sloppy conditions.
Coach came down from Albuquerque. You just want to ask him about Lamar Thomas, the receiver. How is he looking?
He's done well. You know, he's a guy that's I know caught the eye of all the coaches, myself included, and you know, he's got a chance. So, you know, we're still early in the process, and we'll see how he does.
You got the plays in, but was there any setback in the evaluation process with the conditions?
Not really. I mean, football is football, you know, and both sides, whether it's a different team or the same team, you know, they're operating in tough conditions. And like I said, it's good practice in case we have to play in those conditions.
Coach, you're surprised to see that many fans, and then on top of that, that many fans stick around through these conditions?
I mean, I think it's unbelievable, you know, and I think that was the big reason for the slip and slide. You know, I wasn't sure we were ever going to come out and play football, you know, and so we've got great fans, and to be in those conditions and have 45,000 fans, that's pretty awesome.
Coach, if you would have got this work in, would you have made them come in tomorrow and do something?
No, it would have been like any rain day, and, you know, we would have, you know, reevaluated and kind of, you know, tweaked our installation list and went on, so... But it was good we got to get out there. I was pleased with how it went and super pleased that, you know, there were no injuries.
Coach,